Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game won in overtime by the Columbus Blue Jackets in front of a crowd of 10,127 fans at SAP Center at San Jose. Here is how it happened. The Sharks were outshot 18-6 by Columbus in the first period, but that's the front headline. The backstory is that San Jose got off to a really great start in the game. They got on the power play when Tim Burney took a hooking call at 6:54, and Alexander Barabanov of the Sharks would make it 1-0 with this power play tally. Now it's Eklund exchanging with Hurdle. Eklund right corner, gives back to Hurdle behind the net in front. Here's Couture shooting it, save, rebound, score! Alexander Barabanov had his backhander down on the ice. The puck went right to him after the Tarasov save, and Barabanov picks up the first goal of the night for Alexander. That is goal number 14 on the year, and the Sharks are up 1-0. Really nice goal by Barabanov at the 8-minute mark of the first period. His 14th goal of the season. Tomas Hertl and Logan Couture got the assist. Now, that's important to remember. 8-minute mark of period number one, the Sharks had a 1-0 lead. That shot by Barabanov was the sixth that San Jose would take on Daniil Tarasov in that frame. However, that would be the last shot on goal until San Jose would score again in the second period about halfway through. The Blue Jackets really took over at that point, and they tied the game 1-1 on this goal by Johnny Gaudreau. The Blue Jackets youngster sends it ahead. Here's Gaudreau to center to the Sharks line. On the right wing side, a shot by Laine, save made, rebound, score! Johnny Gaudreau gets the rebound. Nice little exchange by the two top skilled players on the Blue Jackets front line. And all of a sudden, we are tied at one. Wasn't the last time that Patrick Laine and Johnny Gaudreau would exchange passes, but this one was at 12:29 of the first. Johnny Gaudreau, the start of a memorable night, his first of 5 points on the evening, his 16th goal of the season. Patrick Laine and Gavin Bayreuther got the assists on the play. In the second period, Columbus would take a 2-1 lead when they scored on the power play. Kent Johnson, demoted to the third line, but getting out there on the man advantage, would knock his 14th goal of the season in from Johnny Gaudreau and goaltender Daniil Tarasov. That was a pretty effective play by Tarasov to come way out of his net to make sure the Sharks didn't get it, and his pass came up the ice to Johnny Hockey. Johnny Gaudreau got it over to Kent Johnson, and that was a goal that Kaapo Kähkönen probably would like to have back. Power play goal there for Johnson, his 14th. Gaudreau and Tarasov, as I said, assisted. It was 2-1 Columbus. Then Boone Jenner, his first of two goals on the night, just wins a battle in front of a net at 5:28, getting his 21st of the season. Johnny Gaudreau and Gavin Bayreuther assisted, and Johnny Hockey had a three-point night. The game wasn't even half over. Remember when I said that the last shot on goal the Sharks had in the first period was at the 8-minute mark when Alexander Barabanov scored a goal? Well, their first shot on net of the second period came at 10:24, and it came off the stick of 20-year-old William Eklund, a moment to remember for the youngster. Hurdle, Eklund, throwing it back to the point. Pouliot back in front. Eklund, backhand shot. He scores! First National Hockey League goal for William Eklund on a hard backhand shot after some great work. And that puts the Sharks back in the game. 9:36 to go in the second period. William Eklund gets number one. The score is the Blue Jackets 3 and the Sharks 2. Derek Pouliot got the primary assist on that goal. Tomas Hertl getting his second point with a helper on William Eklund's very first National Hockey League goal. Time of it 10:24. The negative was that it was the first shot on goal for the Sharks since that 8-minute mark in the first period. Things got a little bit better, at least in the shot department, but they would get worse as far as the goals are concerned. Boone Jenner's second goal of the game and 22nd of the season came at 17:17 of period number two. Johnny Gaudreau would get the only assist, and Johnny Hockey was off to the races with his fourth point of the night. With time winding down in the second period, Logan Couture decided to take a shot toward the goal from a rather long bit of distance. But it got by Tarasov with time expiring, and the Sharks would be back to within one. Fed forward to Carlson, feet to the middle of the ice, taken by Couture, shoots one, score! Logan Couture, a wrist shot from 60 feet out, gets by Tarasov, and we've got no time left. The question is, did the puck cross the goal line before time expired? And if it did, we've got ourselves a close hockey game. It was indeed past the goal line before time expired. Logan Couture's 24th goal of the season, assisted by Erik Karlsson and by Derek Pouliot, his second assist as a Shark both tonight. And so at the end of the second period, they went to their dressing rooms, and Columbus had some seeds of doubt in there while the Sharks had their chests puffed out, hoping to be back in the game. Unfortunately, Columbus came out storming in the third again. And Liam Foudy got his fourth of the season, assisted by Matthew Olivier and also by Nick Blankenberg. A little bit too much of an easy breakout on that one for the Blue Jackets. And Foudy, with that great speed, got in there and beat Kakkonen to make it 5-3 Columbus at 2:20 of period number three. Kevin LeBanc hadn't scored a goal in 16 games, and he hadn't been getting a ton of ice time lately from his coaching staff. But boy, did he come through in the third period with a clutch goal at 5:53, and here it is. Benning leads it on the right. LeBanc gets by the defense. He's walking in, he shoots, and he scores! What a big goal for Kevin LeBanc to make it a one-goal contest with 5:53 gone by in the third, and LeBanc jumps up into the glass. He loves what just happened. He put it in the net, and the Sharks are back in. What a goal for Kevin LeBanc. Number 11 on the season, but his first in 16 games. Matt Benning and Fabian Zetterlund got the assists on that one. It made the score the Blue Jackets 5 and the Sharks 4. San Jose continued to press. They outshot the Blue Jackets 14-11 in the third, and they tied the game at 11:20 when Nikolai Knyazhov would get his first goal in quite some time. Now it's work free. Couture with 2 points, sends to the slot. Knyazhov shoots, score! Nikolai Knyazhov, his first of the season, ties it up, and Logan Couture sets him up to make it all even. 5-5 here at the Shark Tank. Oh, what a great play by Logan Couture. Alexander Barabanov winning the battle, getting the second assist with Couture on Nikolai Knyazhov's first of the season. And it was his first in 15 games played. But 15 games ago for Nikolai Knyazhov was April of 2021, almost 2 years ago. What a moment for Knyazhov under a pressure-filled situation to tie the game and effectively give the Sharks at least 1 point as regulation expired. Unfortunately, a couple of great chances in overtime on both ends of the rink, but Columbus had the net tilted, or the ice tilted in the direction of Kaapo Kähkönen a little bit more. And the real unfortunate moment came at 4:17 when the Sharks lost the puck. A 2-on-0 breakaway occurred with the best players for Columbus heading in the direction of the Sharks' goal. Carlson dishes to Eklund. Eklund is center. Stick handles. On the right, Carlson. Cross the line. Oh, boy, he was trying to lead it for Hurdle. It's off a skate. It's a 2-on-0 breakaway for Columbus. It's Laine and Gaudreau. Gaudreau to Laine. Save by the goaltender Kähkönen. Rebound. Gaudreau. Score! Kähkönen made an absolutely spectacular save on Laine, and then Johnny Hockey gets his fifth point of the game to win it in overtime with 43 seconds left for Columbus, 6-5. What a terrible ending. One goal, two assists for Logan Couture. An amazing couple of goals in the third by Kevin LeBanc and Nikolai Knyazhov, and an amazing save, too, on a 2-on-0 breakaway by Kaapo Kähkönen. And all of it for naught as Gaudreau, his 17th goal of the season, second of the night, fifth point of the night from Patrick Laine, wins it for Columbus, 6-5 the final. How do you put that into one sentence?
I can't, Danny. I can't. About some good things, too many bad things. That's how you sum it up. I mean, no game is all bad. No game is all good.
But Tomas Hertl, good.
Tomas
William
Hertl,
Eklund, good.
Good.
Derek Pouliot, pretty good.
Right. Tomas Hertl, though, key moment, couldn't get back and went to the wrong place, didn't take a stride. Erik Karlsson, pretty good, as usual, but horrible giveaway, couldn't take a stride on the way back because he was there too tired, and they couldn't get back, and when they did, they went to the wrong guy. There's like David Quinn will say, and I'm trying not to lose my mind and be emotional like the old coach, but David Quinn will say, there's a difference between playing well and winning hockey. Now, in this case, they didn't really, for the most part, play well here. Like the best team was Columbus on
No, they deserve to win.
Yeah. And the Sharks show some gusto with some guys. I love the fact William Eklund scored. I love the fact Knyazhov scored. Love the fact Kevin LeBanc scored. That was terrific to see. And the guys that you're cheering for, and they needed it. And Kaapo Kähkönen did what he could. You stop a 2-on-0 against Patrick Laine and Johnny Hockey, you're doing your job. Gave him a chance. But too many mistakes by the Sharks after they scored the first goal to the point where they scored the fifth goal.
I don't know if my perception of this is right, but that 2-on-0 breakaway,
yeah,
the two guys coming back didn't stride very
take
hard.
One stride.
It was almost as if they said, oh, it's Gaudreau, oh, it's Laine, it's over. And then Kaapo stopped.
And then they started to... Now,
Eklund didn't do that. He got back.
Eklund got back as best he could. He was the deepest guy in the zone. Erik Karlsson turned. When he gave the puck away, you saw his body language. He threw his head back. Now, Tomáš's gas tank is... That's where the one thing I'd like to see Tomáš change. And I know Brett Hedekin has talked to you guys. You guys have talked several times. I'd like to see him re-engineer his gas tank.
He will. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a while because he's a big guy, okay? And that big guy frame of his really serviced him well for the most part of the game. I mean, when he's protecting the puck, when he gets inside, when he's heavy to play against, he's excellent. But unfortunately, that gas tank doesn't last very long. I'd like to see Tomáš change his conditioning and re-engineer his gas tank so that he is able to have something at the end of a shift. And that shift being a minute or whatever it happens to be able to take strides. It's not from a lack of want for Tomáš. I just don't think he had any gas left. Now, that's going to take training. And they've talked to him, and I know they want him to lose probably about 10 pounds. And it's not, again, that's not overweight. He's not out of shape.
It's changing the configuration of the body to adjust to the way the game has changed.
100%.
That's what Logan Couture has already been through this. Yeah. He's playing much better this year. Yeah. And the same thing's going to happen for Hurdle. You watch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Tomáš cares. We had him on, and he talked about the simple fact of, you know, he's hard on himself. But you're absolutely right. The game has changed to where it's all speed and less muscle. You still have to be strong. Still be strong on your skates, but it's up and down, getting up and down the ice. But overall, the Sharks on that last play, your top two guys have got to give you a better effort than that. Overall, with this game, they weren't on their best game, and it showed, and the best team won tonight.
Final score, the Blue Jackets 6, the Sharks 5 in overtime. And so San Jose's record dropping back now to 19-36-13. They get 1 point. They are 6-19-9 at home. And the Blue Jackets win for only the 8th time on the road this season. They've got the worst road record in the NHL. Columbus overall are 21-38-7 for 49 points, 2 points behind the Sharks in the overall standings in the NHL. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.